We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Bart Winkler. Actually, maybe good afternoon or good evening. I have decided to break up audio-wise, and I guess video-wise, the Packers content and the Bucks content. So I didn't know. I'm just trying to think as a podcast consumer, if you want Bucks stuff, do you want to fast forward a whole hour? Or do you want just two separate things? I really had a long conversation about this. I thought about this for a good 90 seconds, and I thought, I'll break them up. So if you're listening to this one, there's no Bucks on this one. I'm posting this before the Bucks game plays. And then there's a separate Bucks show, both audio and video, on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream. And also on the normal podcast stream. So this one's being posted on Sunday, October 29th. It is a Packer show, all Packers. A lot of fun guests join throughout. It gets a little chaotic as always. Some new first-timers again, which has been really, really awesome to see that momentum. And so we'll talk some Packers. And if you're looking for Bucks, check out a different video and or a different audio podcast, which will drop at its normal 5 a.m. time. That'll be the normal 5 a.m. Droppage. And this Packer one is, you're listening to it right now. Bon appetit. We will start with the Green Bay Packers, who are, with apologies to Dan Shaney's kids, they are fucking terrible. The team is bad. They are not good. There are very few redeeming qualities to this team. And this is bad. This is bad. The Badgers lose 24-10, and we kind of feel okay about it. Like, they lose 24-10, and it's like, hey, Packers lose 24-10, and they should be embarrassed to show their faces around Green Bay. I don't know if they've got any, like, you know, food drives or we surprised by your groceries or whatever. But they need to stay in their houses. If they are in a neighborhood that does trick-or-treating, they should just put a bucket out and just let the kids fucking take the candy, because they cannot be in public for a while. I'm Bar Winkler. Matt in the Falls is here right away and ready to go. Matt, how are you?
I'm all right. This is about what I expected. I did not write this victory in blood, like some people that I know.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It feels like, never mind. That was Giannis and Dame and stuff that I was conflicted about. Now I'm conflicted about, I don't think Jordan Love is that bad. I think he's definitely making some mistakes, some bad mistakes, but I don't think he is that bad. I think that the things around him are bad, and it's very hard for him to, it's very hard for him to be good right now.
Well, again, and this is kind of the theme, they set this up where they build a roster around him that is a bunch of guys trying to learn as he learns. And if that's going to be the case, you're going to get moments where Jaden Reed had a football in his hand and then it got picked away from him. You're going to have moments where Luke Musgrave can't catch a football.
You're going to have moments where Christian Watson is not that good. I don't know what we thought we saw in him. He's been bad. And like the thing that I'm noticing is when I go to make a post on X, is what happens is I'll say something sort of in defense of Jordan Love, or just saying like it's not, and it's the same people. So clearly there are camps of people that have made their decision. He sucks. And there are people like me who still want to give him the benefit of the doubt and thinks he deserves it. They built a roster that was very, very bad. They built
your
a roster
is on top of the stairs. Yes.
They built a my family's back outside? From trick-or-treating. They're back from trick-or-treating, which I did partake in for a little bit. But they built a roster that is downright horrendous. And you're asking Jordan Love to show some things with this roster. Now, one thing that does trouble me as a Jordan Love supporter is I see Will Levis come in there and throw touchdowns. I see Tyson Bagent come in with no experience and win a game. So I get a little like worrisome that we haven't seen more. But then again, if he had a better competent and capable players, it's very conflicting. The Packers have not provided a team where we can say a definitive answer on Jordan Love. It's all like blue dress, white dress. It's like whatever your eyes see, that's what you're being told in your brain, when the answer is who knows what the answer is.
That's right. Like, I mean, the drops were bad today. He had several throws that were just right outside of the, you know, of where they needed to be. The offensive line was not very good. So, like, they're like, change those couple things that are easily correctable, or hopefully easily correctable. And, you know, things aren't that bad. The defense wasn't great. Just wasn't, I don't, like, I see him make some plays. It's like, wow, that was a pretty good play. Like, not a lot of guys can make that play. But then he's making bad throws and he's making bad decisions. And he looks like a rookie. But, you know, he kind of is.
I want to read some comments here. I want to do better on the comments.
Somebody else hop in. I know you're out there.
I got a couple people we'll bring in just 2 seconds. Mike says, change play caller.
No. Back to my voicemail. No. If we change play caller, we fire LaFleur.
Mr. I'm Still Dead says, good thing I have the Diamondbacks to help me forget the Packers for a while. You are the only one on earth who can speak that sentence. There is no other Diamondback Packer fan out there. Maybe Cone. Fire Joe Barry after the game. That's from Mike. John says, Will Levis, a rookie looking like a stud, can't get that production from. But again, Levis kind of underthrew a ball, and DeAndre Hopkins caught it. So we don't have DeAndre Hopkins. The closest thing we could have had to DeAndre Hopkins was Davante Adams, who Rodgers planted in his ear how fun it is to get traded. Not enough people are talking about that. Ken says a lot of words, of which I'm not even comfortable saying some of these. Wow.
I should check those out.
This is quite the comment. Please go to the Dan Shaney YouTube to see some of the words that Ken is saying in all caps. Even words that I stay away from. Incredible.
Only a couple that are really bad. And not, I mean, for radio.
Yeah. I'm not saying that one.
See you next Tuesday.
Chuck says, another good game to take some Happy Place Hemp gummies. Absolutely. HappyPlaceHemp.com. Scott says, skull, but spells it wrong. Lisa says, Jordan Love isn't bad. He's fucking terrible. Lisa, this is my friend that texted me a few weeks ago that says, I think Jordan Love might be fine at best. And now she says, Lisa. Jake is here. And Sam from Sussex is in the back seat of a trunk, I think.
Kind of view. And blink twice if you're being kidnapped.
Sam, sorry, were you at the game? Sam must have been at the game.
Jake is doing incline for us. What's going on here?
Oh, hold on. All right, you were at a bar, and now you're driving home.
Jake, yeah, what is going on here?
I'm trying to do some hamstring curls, but it's not working out for me.
Wait, yeah, leg day today. Professional timeout. I'm trying to talk to Sam. Matt's talking to Jake.
Well, look at this.
Well, I know, because all you guys think that jumping in on, like, I don't need, this isn't a place to come multitask. Like, don't be on a show while you're doing a deadlift.
I was waiting to get off the machine until I got brought on. So you're welcome.
Okay. Well, first of all, you get your fucking squats in. Let me get Sam's point of view as he's in his vehicle. Sam?
I don't know. It was maybe one of the worst games I've ever watched. LaFleur, how hot is LaFleur's seat right now? I mean, I have no faith left in him. It's so uninspiring to watch our play calls. You know, we get a turnover and we have some momentum, and what do? We run AJ Dillon right at the tackles. It's like, how are we supposed to get any excitement going?
Could you in the bar here in the fourth quarter when Jonathan Vilma's like, I don't understand why fans are booing. They got three timeouts. But if Jonathan Vilma doesn't understand why fans are booing an AJ Dillon 1 yard run, then he needs to do more prep work.
And he's called a few of our games already, so he should know. But it was funny because we were in a different room. There was two rooms in the bar, and the room we were in, the game was on a Roku, so we had like a 15-second delay. So I knew every drop happened before we even got to see the play. So I was actually able to premiere myself, which was kind of nice. But
the other room. That sounds terrible.
Yeah, how does a bar not have equal TV time?
I don't know. It was a cigar bar, so. But fancy. Still, no seats in that one. I guess that would make sense why they all sat there first. I'm not a regular there, so I had to learn.
Was it nice ash?
No, it was not.
Well,
Premier Cigar in Brookfield. Cigars.
Premier Cigar in Brookfield?
No, Lake Country Cigars in Delafield.
Oh, Delafield! Jeez.
Wow.
Had to meet my buddy halfway from Madison. So,
oh, okay. All right. Anything else, Sam?
I don't think it's like Matt said. I don't think Love's that bad. We had a lot of balls going in and out of guys' hands, and I don't know. Just hurts to watch right now. It's a lot of growing pains that we shouldn't have.
There was a pass that he threw to Aaron Jones in the flat that I thought he sailed, but then Jones probably could have caught that one. I don't like when he throws deep because they never seem to be completed, but that's not always his fault.
They're like a hair too long every time, so I don't know.
These guys can't fucking catch.
No.
Like, our receivers cannot catch. They can't. Musgrave cannot catch.
Yeah.
Watson cannot catch. They can't catch. We all want them to be good, and we all like them, but you're trying to mold these guys along together. They can't catch. It's a problem.
It's a huge problem. Jake, don't you own this fitness place? Go in the back.
Jake, your thoughts? Jake.
Oh, Jake, can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, that was weird. I had to switch my headphones off because those are garbage.
Stream, folks.
Yeah, no kidding. Jake's on like every other show, and he's like forgetting how to work this.
Well, it's just that kind of day. All right, first things first. Let's just show this off right there. That's what it's all about right there. I'll save that for later. Now, I want to address Lisa and other fans like Lisa. Okay, so if you can...
Be nice. She is one of my oldest friends.
Oh, well, that's perfect then.
I knew her since I was five.
How old is she?
Yeah.
Matt, are you single?
What?
You just asked how old she was?
Yeah, because Bart says she's one of my oldest friends. So, she could be like 90 years old. Get it?
I caught the
joke. Well, Lisa, you're going to be a proxy for a lot of casual Packer fans, because that's what you are. If you can watch these games so far and definitively say you think Jordan Love is fucking terrible, you either just have way too many biases, you're an Aaron Rodgers nut hugger, or you're just fucking terrible at watching football and sports. So it's one of those three things. I'm not saying Jordan Love is setting the world on fire. What Jordan Love is doing is he's a first-year quarterback who is growing with his team. Now, this is a kid that is unfairly being compared to Aaron Rodgers, who, by the way, won 6 games in his first year and also inherited an actual NFL offense, whereas Jordan Love is being forced to grow with all these young guys. And to be honest with you, I like their young receiver. I think they're young, they're raw. It's going to take them a little bit of time, get their route trees down, learn the speed of the game, but they're growing along with Jordan. I think they have a great mix of skills with Reed, Watson, and Dubs. It's just going to take time. Unfortunately, that's not something that a lot of people have patience in this era. It's like they want it now, now, now. They want Jordan to be Aaron Rodgers, and it's just not going to happen, especially when Jordan Love is carrying around the boat anchor that is Matt LaFleur's pea-sized brain and his, like, fragile, fragile ego. He's an awful coach. He hires awful coaches. Senevich, Barry, LaFleur, they all need to be fired into the sun, okay? I've been calling for Yach Nyman to play. They get him in the game. They start moving the ball. He commits one penalty. Boom, he's gone. They put in Walker. What happens? Another penalty. This coaching staff, they are the ones that should be taking the brunt of the failure of this team. Now, I got into a big argument with all of my brother-in-laws during the game who are just, they're losing their minds. And I'm like, guys, this is a Packers team. They've been a contender for the better part of 30 years. When you keep kicking the can down the road because you're going for it every year with your highly paid quarterback and or highest paid quarterback, eventually you have to pay that toll. You can't keep kicking it. This is what happens. They're going to have a bad year. They might have a mediocre year next year. And then the year after that, they're going to be fucking winning the division again and starting to build towards another championship level contender. It's what happened, happened. They didn't win another Super Bowl. They didn't get to another Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers. It was never a talent issue. They always had the talent to get
you there. You look like you're as close to crying as Matt LaFleur is.
Comment section's hilarious right now.
I'm angry. If there's tears coming out, there's tears of rage. And it's mostly for stupid fucking casual Packers fans who are some of the worst fans in sports. I'm sorry. I'm just going to say it. I love the Packers. The fan base can go fuck themselves. Matt, much respect to you for wearing your Jordan Love jersey last week. I got mine. I'm going to put it back on because I do support the team, man. I'm going to rock the G no matter what. The next relevant time for Green Bay is going to be in, I don't know if the draft is in April or May. That's what we should be focused on right now, because right now they're a team that needs to take their lumps and they need to fire this fucking coaching staff into the sun.
All right, Jake. I'm going to read some more comments here if you guys don't mind.
All right. I'll see you after Dame time. I love you.
All right. Yeah. We'll talk after the Bucks.
Forgot about that.
Man, the Falls is here. Sam from Sussex is here. Isaiah says, do we have to sit through 10 more games of Jordan Love?
It's not that bad.
It's not Love.
Are you clicking a pen or something?
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
Apparently nobody here remembers Brett Hundley. That was
or
bad.
Deshaun
Jordan
Kizer.
Love, Jordan Love is noticeably better than Brett Hundley. So come on.
Yeah, that I think I'll agree with. Again, I'm staying on Love, and I'm judging him after the season.
At least the season.
And I need better. These receivers are they are bad. Here, let me bring in Downtown Billy also. Downtown Billy.
BTB.
I'll get to you. Let me just read some more comments. It's all bad around Love, agreed, but he's still missing easy layup throws with no progression. That's worrisome. That's from Jake. CNips20. Yes, the wide receiver play is not good, but Love isn't the guy. He cannot accurately throw the ball downfield 15 yards. Jerry says he's one of the most composed first-year starters I've ever seen. Lori says, hi, Bart. Lori, a big fan of the Mornings with Bart era and K107.1, which is in a better place since I left it, just like WKBT, apparently.
God bless you, Lori.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match. With Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When Cynthia came to TurboTax, she had just launched her new side gig, a true crime podcast.
I'm a first-rate detective with a golden voice.
As her TurboTax expert, I made her second income count by guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and her maximum refund.
What did she do with that refund? Find out next week.
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
Packer fan 1993 says, keep loving for the season. Bring him back next season and see what he learned. Although she wrote session instead of season. Zach says, tank for Drake. Dan says, not Love's fault at all. Lisa responds, in fairness to Love, whom I think is awful, the whole offense is bad. How can people continue to talk about how bad the defense is when they are stuck on the field for so long? The defense is bad because Joe Barry's an idiot. The defense should actually be better than this, but Joe Barry sucks. That being said, they're not why the Packers are losing. What also blows is that the defense is on the field forever, and so we never see our offense. We got a combination of an offense that continues to go three and out, and then a defense that is the worst fourth down defense in the league. And I don't know the stat on this, but they're dog shit on third down too. So you have Barry's defense, which is, again, they're better with somebody else. And then the offense never has the ball. And these games are excruciating to watch at this point. I did admit on X today that it is true. I never thought it was true. And I still argue that playoff pain, we know a level of playoff pain that other teams do not know and will not trade for. But we have been spoiled because they suck. Downtown Billy, talk to me.
I was very much in the party of getting Rodgers out of here, bringing in Jordan Love. I was wrong. This roster is hot garbage. I genuinely think if Rodgers was the QB, that we would all be calling for Joe Barry to be hitting the road, because that would be the glaring problem on this team. Really tough to blame the defense when the quarterback, the receiver, the offensive play calling is all the absolute worst in the league, frankly. I would rather have Jordan Love than a lot of these other QBs. It's tough to have him develop when he has absolutely no help around him. This receiving core is absolutely awful. I'm calling for Matt LaFleur's head. I'd love for him to get fired at the end of the season. That being said, I don't really know what this team looks like for Jordan Love without having Matt LaFleur calling the plays. That's the only professional football scheme that he knows. How quickly he could turn that around, who knows? But bottom line is, I think it's time to admit that we were wrong in calling for Rodgers to get out of here. I don't think Love was the answer.
Oh, I've been told by Blessed Union of Souls for all those years that Love is the answer, that Love will find a way. But if that's not the case, so I had one buddy text me, the Titans won and the Giants won. So the Packers currently sit at the number 5 spot for the 2024 NFL draft. When this team gets a top 5 pick, does anyone feel confident that Goode is going to get it right? That's from Dinkman. Just we could be in a situation. When do we have the draft? 2025? Do we have the draft in 2025? Is it possible that when we have the draft in 2025, we're drafting first?
Very possible.
I'm going to get...
No. I don't know how you can trust Goodkins with that top of a pick.
Marvin Harrison Jr. Yeah.
I don't think he would do it. That's the obvious answer. I don't think he would do it.
All right, so I got Man the Falls here. I got Sam in Sussex. I got Downtown Billy. Here's cute video game guy 69.
Is this the video game section? Get these Packer guys out of here. We're going to talk business.
Is this your boy,
wearing
man?
A Packers hat?
Yeah, man. Custom made. You guys got custom made shit or no? Am I allowed to swear on here?
Matt, is this your boy?
Maybe. We'll see.
What's up, man?
Bring me out for the video game section. We got serious sports to talk.
Well, I just bought Madden.
You bought Madden? That's a video game. That counts.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of the new Diablo season?
I don't even know what that is.
We'll talk about it in the video game section. Talk about your little love and your, you know, Jordan, you know. And then we'll get to the video game section when we're good and ready. All these other bozos don't look at me like I'm crazy.
I don't think we're doing video games tonight.
Well, hit me up on the snap when you're ready.
Okay.
Ping pouch, hey, keep cool.
I will. Do you want to stay in case we talk video games or no?
Oh, yeah, I'll bring it up sporadically.
All right, because I'm also going to go six wide.
Let's go.
We've got boots on the ground at Lambeau Field. Tony.
Ooh, Tony.
Hey, who's breaking down mock drafts? Who's with me?
Let's do it.
I think it's time.
It's time. You know, Bart, this reminds me of when the Bucks were trying to win under Herb Cole. Scott Skiles might have been the coach. And they just found ways to lose and lose. And they eventually got the number two pick in the draft. This is incredible. What a mess. The fans were asking for Sean Clifford to be the quarterback. It's getting bad here in Packerland.
Like in the stadium, people were talking about Sean Clifford?
Oh, yeah.
Why does anyone with a brain – why does anyone think Sean Clifford is going to be better than this? Well, there's no chance.
But there's no any kind of history with him. So they're like, well, enough of Jordan Love. Let's move on to the next guy.
But that's not the problem.
I'm just telling you what I heard in the stands, Bart. I'm just reporting the news.
If you could replace guys on this team, I'm replacing a lot of other guys before I replace Jordan Love.
Jair Alexander. Gone.
Well, yeah, Penny, he kind of stinks.
Penny Clark.
He got cooked.
Gone. Aaron Jones. Gone.
Blow it up.
Trade them all. Let's do it all. Let's do it all over again.
Let's get even younger.
Find no one.
Let's get even younger.
And who do you want for your next head coach? Where do you go? Do you
Amon go with Green.
Harbaugh? Jim Harbaugh?
Amon Green.
We can, if you want to add in video games, he's a great esports coach at my alma mater.
Ooh.
Yeah, would you play as – this is the real question, guys. Peace, quiet. Would you play as Jordan Love in Madden?
Well, this is what's great. Let me tell you this.
I need an answer.
Okay, we got some video game content.
Yeah, I would scramble with him a lot.
No, we got some video game content. He's not that fast. First of all, I tried scrambling. I tried an option. He wasn't that fast.
Talked to Mark Chimura a couple days ago.
You got to level him up?
I played with the Packers. I like to take a shitty team. And finally, I can take the Packers because we're a shitty team. But Jordan Love's on the video game. I was throwing. Everything was fine. And then there was one play where I had Musgrave over the middle. And I threw to him. And I threw to him perfect. I know I did. But the ball, like, in midair went, like, the bullet that hit JFK and just fucking zigged over here because the video game wouldn't let me. Jordan Love was playing too good for the video game, and so he threw an interception.
What's your streaming schedule like?
I don't pay for online PlayStation. I don't stream.
Oh, we got to change that. Hit me on the Snapchat. Are we
friends on Snapchat?
We're about to be.
Who the fuck uses Snapchat?
Everybody. What are you, 14?
What are you, 14?
No, 14, they use Insta or whatever it's called. We use Snapchat, me and you, remember?
Old guys like us?
Old guys like us.
No, I use X.
That's right.
Yeah, dude, I've taken some a couple times, man. It makes you feel good, don't it?
Not as good as happyplacehemp.com. Happyplacehemp promo code BART, 25% off all the CBD gummies, all the THC gummies, the Delta 8s, the Delta 9s. Get your gummies today. Get your gummies here. Gummies, get your gummies.
Where's the link?
Happyplacehemp.com. Promo code BART at checkout. Are we going to buy some live? This is a bit chaotic for my liking. Who else would like to speak? Sam, you got anything else?
No, I we need to get a veteran wide receiver. you know, a Julio Jones.
Or the what? Option.
You don't Julio, Julio Jones. Jones.
You don't need Julio Jones.
Just to teach the guys something. Julio Jones. We don't need him to be the number one. We just need a guy with experience in there telling him what to do, man, or what to learn.
That's why they have a position coach, sir.
Is Antonio Gates available?
And how's that working?
Why don't we get Randall Cobb back? He was a healthy scratch today.
Oh, God. That was funny.
The Jets trade Mecole Hardman and then still scratch Randall Cobb. How about that?
That's all I got.
Tony, where are you?
He's at the game.
Lambo.
Yeah, I know. I can see Lambo, but like you're obviously like in some sort of restaurant lounge, like premium spot, a little elevated. What are you doing? What's going on there?
We're at the Lodge Kohler, Matthew.
I've never been there. I just go to the game, turn around, go home.
Across the street, Lodge Kohler.
What are you sipping on?
I got a little vodka over here.
Hot toddy?
Drink a little vodka. Just relaxing a little bit, trying to look at potential draft picks. You know, I watched the Badgers yesterday.
That was tough.
This has got to be the worst state of Wisconsin sports offensive football since the mid-80s. Between their offense and this offense, you got air raid in Madison. You got this bullshit that LaFleur has thrown out here. I just don't know where to start with this LaFleur offense. They're not disciplined. There's no, like, you're running plays without a plan. Like, the plays are supposed to set up the next play, but we don't set up the next play. I don't know what the mindset is. Like, why is AJ Dillon, and AJ Dillon wasn't that bad, but what are we doing with that guy? I don't understand. Like, let's go to shotgun on second and one with AJ Dillon, third and one, AJ Dillon. Why go to shotgun on second and third and 1 yard?
AJ Dillon had 6 carries for 11 yards. Aaron Jones had 7 for 29. Your leading rusher today was Jordan Love, 4 for 34, mainly on the scramble for fourth down, in which I think he was almost trying to get injured. So that he didn't have to.
And I don't know what is the defensive ranking of the Vikings? Anyone know? Are they considered good?
I don't know. The Vikings, I'll say this, and Kirk Cousins is hurt now, so maybe not.
Yeah.
I thought the Vikings were going to go to the playoffs. Their schedule is awful. And there's going to be, of one of these teams, Green Bay, Chicago, Minnesota, the Rams, the Saints, the Buccaneers, and the Commanders, one of those teams is making the playoffs.
Well, it's
just
not
a pile of shit.
It's not Green Bay.
All right. Sam, I think I'm going to drop your free feed if you don't mind. We'll talk
soon. Have a good one, guys.
All right. Hey, let's talk about the offensive side of this football, though, because that's Matt LaFleur's bread and butter. And offensively, again, they only scored 3 points in the first half. We've talked about this last week, Bart, that they cannot get off to good starts in the first half. It's a comedy of errors between penalties, poor play calling, drop balls, passes that are off, no running game. I don't know where to start in that offense, but it is complete shit. That offense is complete shit. I'm not going to put it all on Jordan Love, but Jordan Love does not look like a competent top 20 quarterback in this league. But where do you start on the offense? Where do you regroup? Where do you start? I don't even know.
Well, let's go 6 wide and get some more opinions. I've got Mike G joining the show. Mike G.
How's it going?
And I'm going to bring in Austin.
Feels like the first time.
All right, let's go to Mike G. What are your thoughts?
I want to know why we continuously have to throw for it. When it's 3rd and 16, we're trying to get all of it. Get half of it. You know it's a 4-down territory. You need to get the first down, okay? And we just chuck it into the end zone. And then don't get me started on the left tackle. I can't take that anymore.
Oh,
that
Walker?
60, yeah, Walker. He goes in, terrible, comes out for Nyman, and then all of a sudden he's back in.
Yeah, Matt LaFleur talked about that. He said, just felt like we needed a change.
Oh, did he have to go to the tape and look at the tape again? That's what he has to say about everything.
Here's some more Matt LaFleur comments. His opening statement. That was obviously tough to watch, just way too many mistakes, penalties, drops, not being able to convert on third down. Conversely, not being able to get off the grass on third down. If only there was someone in charge of overseeing all of that.
They got past the 50-yard line once in the first half.
Yeah.
That's pathetic. This is pathetic offensive football. Matt LaFleur, you are the offensive guru. You just the trickle-down effect from what we've seen between Sean McVay down to Matt LaFleur, it's not translating to a successful offensive football. I don't know who said this. It might have been Grant, but it's like when you clone the clone. Maybe it was you, Bart. You clone the clone the clone. It doesn't work. That's what
you keep cloning a clone.
Yeah, it was you.
The last clone is no longer the first clone.
Yeah. And we've seen that from Shanahan down to LaFleur. It's terrible. It's not working. They obviously need to redo the offensive line. I think Bakhtiari was a kiss of death. When that guy went down, the offensive line has just been in shambles. They can't run the ball. They can't pass the ball. They can't get first downs. They can't even get to the red zone anymore. They can't even get to the red zone. Think about that. You can't even get to the red zone.
Can I have whoever is watching TV mute the TV? Who's watching TV?
Mike.
Is that Mike G?
Yeah,
rookie.
Mike G. Yeah. What are you watching? Are you watching the Niners game or the volleyball game?
Niners game.
Oh, you didn't stay for the women's volleyball on Fox afterwards? Oh, man.
Red face. Red as a tomato.
Shout out to
Matt LaFleur on Jordan Love's performance. There are always going to be a couple plays you want back, but also we got to make some plays for him, too. We had like six drops. That's going to be hard to overcome. Austin, your thoughts?
Hey, what's going on, guys? What the fuck was going on with the penalties? We're shitting on my boy, Jay Love, right away. Come on. There's a way too much. There's a lot of drops, a lot of penalties. Let's not just go throw this one on Love because he's the quarterback.
No one's doing that, Austin. It's a group effort, but he's
part. You just of said group. People in the stands, though, are they calling for Clifford that. Again.
Sure, I'm just
dumbasses. Dumbasses.
I am reporting what I'm hearing, Austin, and this offense is definitely the number one crux to the team's issues. Defensively, they're not good. I get it. Everyone wants to fire Joe Barry. Fine, fire Joe Barry. But Matt LaFleur is the offensive guru. The offense is supposed to be the bread and butter. He brought in his own guy, Jordan Love, which we've all talked about. He was all excited about. But obviously, it's not going to work out. And I think the beauty of this draft pick of Jordan Love is Gutekunst is going to get another chance to draft his franchise quarterback. Because I think they will try to draft another one next year.
Well, he shouldn't get his chance to draft another fucking quarterback. This is their bed. They made it. Now you play with it and you play it the fuck out.
If Jordan Love doesn't work out, I don't want Gutekunst drafting the next guy.
Exactly.
If we make a decision on Jordan Love at the end of the year that is not the guy, then you need to move on from Brian Gutekunst.
Yep.
And he's 100%.
It's up to Mark Murphy, and Mark Murphy will decide what he wants to do.
Because Goody and LaFleur, you know, they were all fist pumping during the COVID show. They wanted this, and they were willing to ride the wave of, you know, Rodgers, LaFleur, whatever, Jordan Love, for this unveiling. And it does suck when it's been like, you know, we've been waiting and waiting to see what it's going to be like, and it does feel like we're still waiting. Matt says, if you can call scoring 9 points in the last five first halves of football growing, then that's pathetic. This team hasn't shown any signs of growing. And that's another thing that is so things that I will say that I'm concerned about regarding Jordan Love is the high point was week one. And I'm watching these other quarterbacks come in and play well. And we're not even like seeing that. Now, Will Levis, I only saw a couple plays, but he underthrew one and Hopkins got it. Bajent, you know, we'll watch him on Sunday Night Football, but you shouldn't have a D2 guy. The same defense that stifled our guy let a D2 guy run all over him. And it's not like there's that much tape on Jordan Love where the Raiders had an execute a great, great plan. But also, our skill guys are worse than the fucking Bears are. So I don't know.
Let's piggyback off what you just said. On offense, maybe one Pro Bowler.
Who?
That's
on offense, maybe one Pro Bowl player.
That's not hurt.
Aaron Jones.
Zero.
There's zero.
Aaron Jones is so far from the Pro Bowl.
Exactly. There's zero Pro Bowl players on that offense for all the Jordan Love supporters out there.
Also, as much as we want more Aaron Jones, it's not like when he's gotten the ball, he's done magical things with it.
He's not Marshall Faulk. Yes.
It's just that if you're going to give the ball to someone 20 times, give it to Aaron Jones. More good things will happen than if you give the ball to AJ
Jeffrey Weimer.
Cousins.
Yeah.
To Achilles.
What do you got, Matt?
Cousins ACL out for the year.
Really? Really?
That was Achilles.
Ooh, that heard sucks.
Jeffrey Weimer in the chat.
Oh.
I think it's Achilles. Wow.
Either way, that's a big blow for them because they have a really crap schedule. Could they trade for a quarterback at the deadline? QB. Do they trade for a quarterback? Do they trade for Trey Lance this week?
Aaron Rodgers?
Hey, what do you think of that trade that they they should have done with Christian Watson and Jonathan Taylor?
Jonathan Taylor trade?
Yeah. You know, he was out for 3 weeks on a hamstring. It's like, well, what are you doing? This is every year you're out the first few weeks. For the last year, he was too, I think. But
I kind of think like I'm gonna really be hesitant on when I call Jordan Love bad. I'll do it when I'm ready. But Christian Watson, I think he's bad. I think he's bad. I don't think he's good. I don't think any of these receivers are good. I think maybe Reed could be okay, but he must have soft hands if the guy just rips it out of his hands. And none of these guys make catches. Like, I don't know, watching Ohio State, watching Marvin Harrison, the ability to just be able to have the ball in your vicinity and make sure you come down with it, our guys don't have that. How many balls have gone through, like, Musgrave's Casper hand? It's, like, right through him.
Yeah, that sucked.
You're right, Bart.
Yeah, plenty of drops, man. You're 100% right. The receivers are not doing their job, and it's making Love look bad. That's for sure.
Hey, it makes me go back to Davante Adams and think, man, that guy was good. How good was Davante? How good was Jordy Nelson? These guys, James Jones, Greg Jennings, all these studs that we had throughout the years,
Remember when we had the best five wide ever?
Yeah,
hold on, Rottweiler, you got a take?
I do. Why don't they take more fucking risks? If you're running the ball, be conservative. Why don't they? What are they? 2-6 or 2-5? Why don't you take some fucking risks? Play it.
Let the Matt LaFleur thing. This team is nothing. Like, really, they have nothing to lose. They have nothing to play for.
Take a fucking risk. Do the game. Do a play from the Little Giants. I swear to God. You know what I mean? Do something. Hey,
Puerto Rico.
Spice it up for the fans.
Well, yeah, the first
big punt.
Five first halves in a row of no touchdowns is ridiculous. You are playing conservative. You're playing scared. You're playing tepid. You're playing timid.
Right. And that
but you are a bad football team.
Right.
Bless you.
Sorry.
Bless you.
Muted, buddy.
Hey, I was very shocked they actually blocked a field goal. When did they do that?
They blocked the field goal.
1992?
And then Fox shows O'Connell right away. It's like, I want to know what's going on with this blocked field goal. The fuck was going on there?
No huddle the whole game. I like that suggestion.
Yeah, I guess they are taking risk. They're lining up in pistol on 3rd and 1. They're giving the ball to AJ Dillon in short yardage situations. They are taking risk. They are doing really low percentage shitty plays with high reward, and none of them are working.
Did we all think that AJ Dillon was going to get the ball 3 times at the goal line there? Because I did, and I knew they were going to stop him every time. Do something else.
That was
do
awful.
Something different.
Look at this. Look at this idiot in the comments. He says, "How do I get into the live stream?" Oh,
that was me.
Shit. That was Mike G. Just kidding. I said that.
That's all right. Oh, I couldn't figure it out.
Did I teach you that in radio school?
The setup. Well, it's great to have. Where are you? Where are you, Mike G? Where are you?
I am Franklin.
Franklin.
Well, Milwaukee address, but right on there.
See, I've got a Shorewood. I'm in Shore, but I have a Milwaukee address too. And people don't think I'm a true Milwaukee.
I actually thought I saw you one day, but I don't
Shorewood's
think
it was, in Milwaukee.
I don't think it was
it in Shorewood or Franklin?
Well, I go to school at UWM, and there's a daycare there that I have my son in. And I thought you were picking up if you were dropping your son off.
Oh, no, he doesn't go to that one. We looked at that one. He doesn't go to that one. No, it's just another dumb fuck with a fat belly, balding hair, and a red beard. Tim says, Gilbert Brown, the gravedigger. Oh, that Gilbert Brown. Said this 2 years ago on the Big Unit Bill Michaels show that after the Packers lose Rodgers, it will be a 30-year drought before another winning organization takes shape. That's too long.
That's a bit extreme.
We're not the Houston Texans here.
Arbitrary.
Like, it's 7 weeks. Let's wait. It's a big jump from 7 weeks to 30 years.
So with this new structure that they're doing, is it Murphy who's got to fire LaFleur and Goody, or Goody fires LaFleur? Or...
Oh, the Jets won?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
After you said the Giants won. The game wasn't even over when you said the Giants won.
I did. Yeah, it was they won in overtime?
Bart doesn't know the OT rules.
I was trick-or-treating.
Hey,
and I'm doing this show. I've not really seen much of the other games.
Hey, Bart.
All I know is that I need AJ Brown to have as little fantasy points as possible. Did that happen?
He had 23, I think, or 30, something like that.
That was another setup. Because I have AJ Brown, motherfuckers.
Woo!
Hey.
Well, I have Bijan, and he didn't really do much.
Jordan Love is over from Ryan in the comments.
Silly.
Ken says, Mark Murra for coach.
Do you think Murphy would do anything?
Wrong.
Hey, there were a lot of boo birds, whoever asked that. I think if the fans revolt, like we are the fans, we are the people, we have to revolt against this bullshit, not make it acceptable. You know, the old Al Davis commitment to excellence. We as fans, as consumers, shouldn't go to this bullshit game and watch this nonsense. The Vikings take the stadium over. It was awful. The boo birds are out, and they should get booed. I'm not Mr. Boo the team guy, but what they put out there, that product as entertainment, and you guys were talking about, I forgot who said it, might have been you, Mike G, make the game entertaining. Yeah, make the game entertaining.
I said that. The video game guy.
The video game guy.
Fucking entertaining, dude.
Make the game entertaining and lose.
Basic people to even watch and consume, I want to see some cool shit. Honestly,
I see some, a thousand. You're right, Mike. You're right.
Some good football, dude. I don't want to see this pass off, handoff, get tackled in 2 feet. Bullshit. Like, get your defense up.
Well, the video guys,
best pick of the day.
Video game guys got a good point here. Thank you, Ryan. The announcers were saying that there was a play where they lined up AJ Dillon, probably, I think it was shotgun. And you knew they were just going to run it right up the middle. It was a first and 10. And it was a 1 yard gain, and people started booing, and I was booing. And then the announcers were like, why are the fans booing? I don't get it. And someone was like, why are you booing? And I was like, because they're running a fucking, you know exactly what they're going to do. They're going to run AJ Dillon for a fucking yard.
AJ Dillon is getting booed.
I'm booing from my house.
That Jesse Winker was getting booed.
Yeah, man.
Hey,
yeah.
I booed before. I'm originally from Green Bay, I went to a Jets game with a buddy of mine, and we were booing because it was Chad Pennington was just destroying the Packers. It was like 35-0 at halftime or something like that. It was terrible.
Wasn't that a year we could have got the number one seed?
Chad Pennington, what was that? 05 or something?
That was way back. That was like it had to be 09 or 10 or something like that, I thought it was.
I got some comments here from Ryan Horvath. He says, bring back Rodgers. Bring back McCarthy.
Bring back Horvath. Get him in here. I'll hop out if Horvath hops in.
No, he didn't want to. He said he's applying for jobs. He lost a lot of
money. He's totally wasted from his bets. I was going to say some of his bets he made on your show were a little.
Yeah, they were pretty bad.
Woo, Horvy, not the streak of 2020 this year, buddy.
Bart, who's your NFC favorite right now, Bart? I'm watching the Niners get tore up again by the Cincinnati Bengals.
Noah Heron was our leading receiver.
Who's your favorite?
Tony, I think it's the Eagles.
Yeah, I can't disagree
with you. Eagles and the Niners and the Lions will be the 1, 2, and 3 seed. I don't know, Niners, they're losing right now, you say?
They're on the goal line.
Joe Burrow got a TD.
All right.
Did he?
Well, whatever. This airs Sunday, so it doesn't matter. Here's one from Shane. Did you guys all just go quiet? You guys were all like talking over each other for minutes at a time, and then everyone just went dead quiet.
No, that was just Tony.
Okay, I thought like maybe the signal got shitty again. Shane says Jordan Love is fucking fine. Anyone who thinks differently is not watching.
I think it's the coaching.
What's I up think with he's this, far Clements? From the top of the leaderboard.
Wasn't Tom Clements like the best QB coach with Favre or Rodgers?
Yes.
And, you know, what is he doing?
Nothing.
He's like 75, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
Let the man retire, whatever the hell he's doing. Let him be.
What else here? Matt LaFleur is a timid guy that reflects on the whole team. This loser needs to go.
Oh, speaking of a timid guy, can I bitch?
Yeah.
All right, Jair Alexander.
Oh, my gosh.
His ability to avoid any contact, it's just incredible. Like, Nixon's coming in and hitting guys, and you see Jair 5 years back, like, oh, yeah, I would have got him. And in the exact same scenario, when Jair is like second in contact, he grabs the guy, spins around his body like he's going to throw him down, doesn't throw him down at all, and waits for somebody else to come hit him. The guy is absent on the field. I saw somebody put a poll out there, bigger waste of money, Jair or Bakhtiari. At least Bakhtiari wants to play. Jair, I'm so sick of that guy. I'm done with him.
Yeah, there's not a lot of, maybe that's something I'll do this week. Who like who's even going to be on this team next year?
I don't know, but you can trade Jair. You can get rid of Campbell if you want. I don't care. Doesn't matter. But Jair needs to go.
The new tackling, I didn't know was just
Gary.
Was just driving your shoulder into the guy. Hopefully he goes down. Because I don't see anybody tackling.
All right, I'm going to play a Carl's Place voicemail that I got at halftime.
Beautiful. I'm going to grab a beer.
All right. This is from Craig. Carl of ET.com/Bart. This is from Craig Thompson, our guy. Craig.
Hey, Bart. This is Craig Thompson. I have this question. This halftime of the Vikings game, Packers game. And listen, I love your stuff that you do with Emmick. And you guys were wrong the other day. Like, it's not good against the music. We need to cut the head of the snake off. Go redo the whole system. Murphy needs to go because this is under his watch. That's a fucking debacle out there. So they got to get rid of. We need to get a president of operations who wants to stash Super Bowl, not Bill fucking Lambeau Land. I could care less about where they're going to put the Brett Favre selfie dick pic booth in a Mark Chimura fucking water park hot tub stand. Let's worry about getting Super Bowls. I mean, this is ridiculous. I don't understand. So let's cut the head off and start all the way over. From the director from the president of operations all the way down to the fucking training staff. I've never seen a training staff that is horrible as the Packers training staff.
Yeah, they're shitty. That's good stuff from Craig. Carlofet.com/Bart. Let's go six wide again. I don't know where Matt went, but here's teacher Tom driving.
Hi.
Why do you guys, so many of you, join from the car? It's not safe.
Well, I have a dash holder.
Oh, okay. Were you at the game?
It's not like Tim Shea holding it with a... Yeah.
What's up, Tom?
Just trying to decide if I should still be patient and look forward to next season or start getting mad and upset.
There's a little delay with you, Tom, so I'm just going to cut you already.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry. But I'll answer your question. Okay. Sorry, Tom. A little delay. Sometimes when you guys go through the phone or the car. I don't know. I don't know that I've got – were you guys mad today or sad or – I don't know that I was – like, there's a difference between being mad that you're not winning games because – you're supposed to be good and just like resigned to the fact that you suck now.
I was frustrated in the fact that they suck and not seeing progress, especially in the first half. That's more so where my watching experience came from. I was just frustrated that they're not making changes to do anything in the first half, and then they got to be down, and then they'll start playing with a little intensity.
Yeah, I'm with you. I was more upset, Bart, that Matthew Perry died yesterday than this game.
Yeah, that was brutal.
That was really shocking.
Wow. Yeah, that sucked. Yeah.
That's sad. This is not sad. I was indifferent with this football game.
Damn, like, Tony. Disappointed.
My sister-in-law is over so today. She's a Bears fan, and I said, is this what it's like? And she hasn't talked to me since.
Has Matt LaFleur become predictable in his play calling?
Yeah.
Matt LaFleur is like Tecmo play video games. Video games. Yeah, there you go. Video games. He's like Tecmo. There's only 8 plays that he runs.
Oof. The first play is always that.
Super all you got to do is press up and B, and you know what he's calling.
Bullshit.
Right, video game guy?
Yeah, you're talking to the right guy. Yeah. They got to do something, man. Like, it's not fucking hard. If you suck at something, change it up. If it's not working the first 15 matches, you know, you gotta pull out the wet willy and let them have it.
Yeah.
We're gonna be talking more video games.
Gotta look at the tape.
Well, yeah, let's start doing shit like that. Let's give who do we play next week? The Rams? Let's give Stafford a wet willy. Let's poke fucking Cooper Kupp in the eyes.
Do something.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't want the defense to get off the hook here. We've criticized the offense all day, but they have spent most of their draft capital on defensive players in the first round. And I look at the names, I look at the roster, and I'm thinking this should be at least a top 10 defense, Bart, and they just suck.
I think Gut and LaFleur need to go.
Yeah, Tony, wasn't it 3-10 going into half?
Austin?
Yes.
10-3.
Oh, right. I said it backwards. Oh, 3-10. I'm talking about our team. I forget that was a big big debate by Chuck back in the day.
Yeah. Well, Chuck's right. It's 10-3.
Yeah. Right. Whatever. I give a shit. I mean, okay. So they gave up 24 points. That's what pisses me off the most is they had that turnover in the red zone and still managed to give it back.
The point I'm trying to make, Austin, is when you put all your draft capital,
I get that
this should be a dominant defense, not a mediocre, we're okay defense.
I get that 100%.
And also, they spent a lot of their free agency money on defensive players. Preston Smith, they had Za'Darius before that, Devondre Campbell, Rasul Douglas. These are guys that they
spent Rasul, they did not spend a lot on. They got him off the practice squad of Arizona.
No, they did re-sign him, though, Austin.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, well.
And Devondre, they re-signed.
Well, I'm going to wrap this up because I want to go.
Well, Stokes is going to be gone
pretty
soon.
The Packers for a while.
We're going to do a Bucks post-game?
Yeah,
we are going to do a Bucks post-game.
15-minute video on video games, I think, would be brilliant.
What video game take would you like out there?
Just me and you. We're just going to talk video games. 15-minute, we could talk retro. We could talk new news. I think it's the biggest growing sport in the world right now. I think all 5 of us would agree. So I think getting a little bit of that into the mix will be very
good. Can I buy like Bucks gaming season tickets, you think?
Yeah.
I should do that.
I'm playing GoldenEye and Super Mario 64 right now. What's your take on that? Yeah.
Great games.
How do you guys
The new Mario is fucking fantastic, by the way.
How is it that it's been 30 years since GoldenEye's come out and we still have not made a better video game?
You can't beat it. That's why.
Call of Duty is fantastic.
Yeah, it's still no GoldenEye.
It's better than GoldenEye.
All right, well, I think I'm just going to tack the Bucks on to this. But on YouTube, they'll be separate.
All right, I'm out of here.
Talk Bucks later.
Love you guys.
My last comment is when the fan base becomes indifferent, we don't care anymore. you know you got problems. And that's how I am as a Packer fan. I'm looking at mock drafts. I'm not going to probably watch these games in full. I'm going to follow my fantasy team because it's just not worth my time for 3 hours to watch terrible football. It's not even – Mr. Video Game's right. It's not even entertaining. It is hard to watch, and that's not good as a fan base. I think Mark Murphy is going to put Gutekunst on – he's going to be on red alert. It's going to be interesting the rest of this season. If there's empty seats and Boo Birds, there's going to be a lot of heat on Goot and on Matt LaFleur.
That's what caused Murphy to fire McCarthy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's how the fan base has got to fight back. You cannot accept this mediocrity.
All right, folks.
I would agree.
Mike, don't be a foreigner.
I won't. I've always wanted to
video game man, don't be a foreigner.
Don't be a what?
A foreigner to the show.
First time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
A foreigner? You mean like a...
That's from the band Foreigner.
Oh, God.
It doesn't matter.
Feels like the first... No, okay.
Holy shit, Mike.
You're a nice one.
I try.
His whole body was moving.
Well, my last
some guys get on the first time, they're like fucking shy. Mike's dancing.
We need more risk. We need more good football. We got to do crazier shit, not running the ball at stupid times. Better.
I'm worried about Thanksgiving and how we're gonna look on national TV.
Bart,
I'd rather just call it in, mail it in.
Trick or treating day.
I already trick or treated. Yeah.
Oh, good for you. All right.
Is that a Spider Gwen cap or is that a wrestler mask? What is that?
Oh, it's Gwen Stacy. You're right.
Gwen. Okay. You look good.
Ghost Spider. Yep.
What did your son dress up as today?
Catboy from PJ Mask.
All right.
You guys. I don't know much about it either.
Yeah. Okay.
I just know that Connor becomes Catboy, and Amaya becomes Owlette, and Greg becomes Gecko. Together we are the PJ Mask. All right. We'll talk to you after the Bucks.
All right, Bart.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your $1 a month trial today at shopify.com/records.